Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news for Tuesday, June 21st. Provincial police are looking for help in identifying three suspects who allegedly stole thousands of dollars worth of jewelry from a store in Thornbury. OPP say the incident happened on June 11th when the suspects walked into a business and began distracting the store clerk. According to police, one of the three suspects then got into a display case when the employee wasn't looking and made off with over 50 pieces of jewelry. The suspects were last seen driving a white Dodge Caravan. Anyone with information to help identify them is asked to contact the OPP or Crime Stoppers. The mayor of Saugeen Shores says he hopes to see construction underway next year on a new aquatics and wellness center in Port Elgin. Luke Charbonneau made the comments following a decision by Saugeen Shores Council at their last meeting to hire a consultant for the project design work. The proposed facility would be built adjacent to the Plex and include a 6-lane 25-meter pool, as well as a gym, walking track, and other amenities.
Hoping to start construction early in 2023 and have the facility, a brand new aquatic center and recreation facility, open by late 2024 or at the latest very early 2025.
Charbonneau wouldn't speculate about the total cost of the facility, saying that would become clear once the design phase is completed. Previous reports estimated it could cost somewhere in the range of $20 to $30 million. An outdoor concert is coming to Owen Sound next week. Well-known Beatles tribute band The Caverners will perform in the north parking lot at the Bayshore on Tuesday, June 28th. Band member Sandy Vine says the concert will support Make-A-Wish, an organization that works to fulfill life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses.
It's a heartfelt emotion with kids. It's just, you know, I have kids of my own, and it's like, if I can help, then that's terrific. I mean, you know, especially for Make-A-Wish, who are doing things for critically ill kids. I mean, you can't ask for anything more.
Ticket information for the event is available on our news website. Canada will be investing $4.9 billion over the next 6 years to modernize its continental defense capabilities. Defense Minister Anita Anand says the spending will be the biggest upgrade to NORAD in over four decades. It will include the replacement of the North Warning System and the deployment of new satellites to track moving targets on the ground. Reports say the upgraded network will monitor not only the Arctic, but also Atlantic and Pacific approaches to the continent. It's the first day of summer, and after a cool spring, Environment Canada senior climatologist David Phillips says Ontario should expect to see better beach weather over the next few months.
We've had a few tastes and teasers of kind of summer-like weather, and our models show that for most of the country, we're going to be able to put the label of warmer than normal from almost coast to coast.
And today is also National Indigenous Peoples Day, a special occasion to learn more about the cultures and experiences of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples. The day has been marked in Canada since 1996, with its name being changed from National Aboriginal Day in 2017. Now checking business news, stocks set to surge higher at the open after U.S. markets were closed yesterday in recognition of Juneteenth. Futures contracts tied to the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ up at least 1.5%. The TSX is coming off a winning session yesterday. It closed up 253 points at 19,183. Crypto assets trading higher as well this morning. Bitcoin up more than 4% to 20,900 U.S. The price of oil rallies about 1.5% to 110 per barrel, while gold is trading flat this morning, 1834 an ounce. Canadian dollar is at 77.15 cents U.S. Checking sports, the Tampa Bay Lightning cruise past the Colorado Avalanche 6-2 in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Avalanche now lead the series 2-1. Game 4 goes tomorrow night. At the 2022 Memorial Cup in New Brunswick, host St. John Sea Dogs held on to beat the Ontario Hockey League champions, the Hamilton Bulldogs, 5-3 in the tournament opener. Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays fall 8-7 to the Chicago White Sox in the opener of a three-game series in Chicago. And looking ahead at local lacrosse, the Owen Sound Junior B North Stars are getting set for their first-round playoff matchup against the Windsor Clippers after finishing the regular season 9-10-1. That series gets underway on Saturday in Windsor. On Friday night, a home game for the Owen Sound Bug Juice Senior North Stars against the Brooklyn Merchants at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. There's always more sports online at the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Your weather is coming up next. Sunny and hot conditions for the official start of summer. A high of 29 today, feeling more like 31. Heat warning for the southern part of the region and Saugeen Shores area, mid-30s today. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 18. And tomorrow, more sunshine, gusty winds, and a high of 27.